Chapter 2. Numbers and Digits. After the qualitative descriptions contained in the previous chapter, Chapter 2 now moves on to the quantitative approach to science with the expression of numbers. Ninth lesson, integers or integers.
In the sequence above, n takes the values 1 through 9.
1 to 9.
Counting 1, 2, 3, 4, and so forth is counting integers, also called whole numbers. These integers are written below as three matrices, or matrices. 5 is placed at the center of each matrix, above 8 and below 2. 8 is placed on the left of 9 and on the right of 7. 1 is at the top left of each matrix, and 9 at the bottom right. The first row of each matrix reads 1, 2, 3. The second column reads 2, 5, 8. In matrix number 1, that is, the left-hand one, the integers underlined are prime numbers. 2, 4, 6, and 8 are even numbers. In the middle matrix, that is, matrix number 2, they form a square in dotted lines. 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9 are odd numbers. They form the diagonals of the right-hand matrix. These diagonals are in dashed lines. The first one joins 1 to 9 through 5.
Exercises. Questions 1 to 4 refer to the matrix given in the lesson.
The integer 1 is at the top left of the matrix. What about the integer 3?
The integer 3 is at the top right of the matrix.
And what about the number 7?
The number 7 is at the bottom left of the matrix.
The sequence 1, 2, 3 forms the first row of the matrix. What about the sequence 4, 5, 6?
The sequence 4, 5, 6 forms the second row of the matrix.
And what about the sequence 3, 6, 9?
The sequence 3, 6, 9 forms the third column of the matrix.
The number 1 is odd and prime. What about 2?
The number 2 is even and prime.
1 week is Monday through Sunday. What is 1 year starting in January?
1 year is January to December.